This week on the Time Bat Show.
Hello, everybody.
You wouldn't be able to say talk, because talk is, it has the
talk. Yeah, that's true, the tip. The tip of your tongue. The tip of your tongue. I'm going to go to the water closet. Everyone, and welcome to episode 53 of the Time Bat Show. I'm your host, Timeasis.
And I'm your co-host, Bat Snacks.
Your coat host, Bat Snacks.
I said coast host, not coat host.
Coast host. The Time Bat Show, coast to coast. That would be a cool subtitle for our show.
That would be.
Like Space Ghost, coast to coast, and like coast to coast FM or whatever the hell that show's called.
Do you remember Space Ghost, coast to coast?
Oh yeah, I remember Space Ghost. That was a great show. What? You don't like it?
I don't know. I really liked it, but they had really good guests on it. I remember Tom York was on it. I remember they had, like, a lot of musicians.
They had
Bob Odenkirk.
They had a lot of musicians that had no idea where they were. Yeah. They were like, what am I doing here on this show? You didn't like Space Ghost? Really?
No, I really did.
But? Sounds like there's a but here.
I don't know. Whenever it was on, it was like really late, and I would always be really delirious, and that was on when I was kind of young and wasn't supposed to stay up late.
Yeah.
So it was always kind of like a settle down type of show.
It was a weird show.
Yeah, it was weird.
I think Space Ghost Coast to Coast made me it probably spawned my interest in doing like radio. You know, like, the reason we're doing a podcast probably can stem back to Space Ghost Coast to Coast.
I really like that Space Ghost is a really bad television host.
He's the worst. He does not prepare, like, at all.
There's always, like, these silences, and they have that silence
noise. The awkward silence, the cricket noise or whatever. It's like, and then Space Ghost just kind of looks back and forth. And then he looks at, what's the bug's name?
Zorak.
Zorak. He just looks at Zorak, and Zorak's just, like, chilling over there. And then they look back and forth, and then it's like, well, all right, then. And then the musician's like, okay. And then they're like, bye. And that's it. And that's the aesthetic that we strive for here on the Time Bat Show.
If we can reach that level of quality, I'm totally happy with this podcast.
No, but that's a great show. I think that show got started, like, some guys were like, let's do this stupid, goofy, you know, spoof show, William Street or whatever the hell the name is.
Yeah, William Street in Atlanta.
And then it kind of got really big, like kind of took off, and Cartoon Network picked it up, and then the rest is history.
Yeah, that was kind of like the precursor to Adult Swim.
It was. Space Ghost was like the first kind of Adult Swim thing.
Yeah, because it would be on really late at night when basically just weirdos that watched Cartoon Network would be awake.
Yep,
and
it really paved the way for the rest of Adult Swim, I feel like.
And it had like the really like meta, ironic sense of humor that Adult has.
That Adult Swim has, yeah.
There weren't explicitly adult themes in it, but the humor was not...
It was very dry and like dark and weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. And very meta commentary and stuff like that, yeah. It really paved the way for the rest of Adult Swim, I feel like. Anyway, I love Space Ghost, Coast to Coast. But we can rename our podcast, Time Bat Show, Coast to Coast.
Coast to Coast.
Coast to Coast, stretching from the East Coast to the West Coast. Anyway, what else is new? It's episode 53 today.
It's episode 53. We're past kind of the big...
The hump.
You know, events.
You can call it the hump. The big hump. We don't really have any big hump, like, landmarks, milestone episodes.
Maybe 66, because that's kind of like two-thirds to 100.
No,
it doesn't work that
75,
way.
We got that.
Yeah, 75. Yeah.
And then obviously the big 100, triple digits.
Yeah, it's smooth sailing for a while, though.
Yeah, what I was going to say is, like, since we're at 53, like, it's all downhill from here. Like, we don't even have to try anymore. Come over here every Thursday, click record, and then just do it. My goal is just to record... And then we don't even have to edit. We just throw it out there to the universe.
Be like, here you go.
This is it. This is how it sounds. Raw.
We made this just for you.
Yeah, people listen to this shit. So I think the big thing that's happening this week for me, and I think for you, is I'm going to see Blade Runner 2049 tomorrow. And I'm very excited about it. You're seeing it opening night too, huh?
Yeah, I'm seeing it after I get off work. I don't think it's the first showing, but definitely opening
night. So you normally don't go to movies opening night, if at all.
I normally don't go to movies.
But you made an exception for this one.
Yeah.
Why is that? Out of curiosity.
Well, it is an adaptation of a Philip K. Dick universe, not really the book. I think it goes beyond the initial setting. It's like the future of, you know,
the future of the universe, yeah.
Yeah. So that's cool. It's like Philip K. Dick fan fiction movie.
And you like the original Blade Runner a lot, I'm assuming.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Of course. So you're excited about seeing that.
This and it's getting really good reviews.
It is getting very good reviews. And my man Harrison Ford's in it. And Ryan Gosling's in it, who's a great actor as well. And I think Jared Leto's in it or something. I don't know too much about it. I'm trying to contain my, you know, I'm trying to know as little as possible.
Yeah, I've seen one headline, and that one headline was that it's well-received.
And it was like, all right, sold.
All right, that's enough. We can go see it now.
I hope it's good. I have a very, very high bar for science fiction movies. Like, incredibly high.
I don't have a high bar, but for Blade Runner movies, Blade Runner sequels even,
that's a high bar, right? Yeah. Like, I feel like I'm going to come out of there disappointed just because the first one is so good, and obviously Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep is so good, and we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. If I feel like they should have made a Ubik movie instead, I'll be angry.
I don't know if you can make a Ubik movie.
Oh, but they can try.
They could try. You could direct it.
It's as possible as making a Blade Runner sequel.
That's true. I watched Blade Runner, like, the director's cut last night in preparation. Because I hadn't seen it in a while, and I own it. Nice. I own, like, the big collector's edition pack or whatever. So I watched it. And it's still really good, obviously. I'll be interested to see if they keep the same kind of tone as the original. Because the original's really, like, a slow burn kind of movie, you know?
Yeah.
In a good way. But, you know, like, to make a blockbuster movie in this day and age, slow burn movies are kind of... That's kind of a bad word, you know?
Do you know what my favorite scene in that whole movie is?
In Blade Runner?
Yeah.
What?
In the very first part of the movie, where that android is taking the Void Compt test, and he's talking about the turtle.
Yes, yes, the turtle
the
scene.
The face on the man's face when he's talking about the turtle, just like this perfect look of confusion and like...
The android's face?
Yeah.
Rubicon's face?
It's hilarious. Like, it cracks me up every time.
That is probably one of the best opening scenes in a movie.
Yeah.
Because that's so... Cause it's such a good scene. It sets up, like, the world so well. You know, you got, like, the shot of, like, the big cityscape, and then you, like, zoom into the Tyrell building, and then they do the Void Comp test. And that's just such a good opening scene. And the questions are so weird, too. I don't know. I was, like, really fascinated by that test.
You see a turtle on your back in the desert. What do you do?
Yeah.
Like, let me tell you about my mama. Bang, right, bang.
And then he shoots him. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was fascinated by that as when I first saw the movie. And I still am. Because it's a weird set of questions. But, you know, it's intriguing. They're all, like, really strange and confusing. But it's cool. It's a cool idea to, like, test an android by asking them, like, completely off-the-wall questions that they wouldn't normally be asked in an environment. But anyway... Yeah, Blade Runner 2049, I'm going to see it tomorrow, you're going to see it tomorrow. And then next week, we will have our review of the movie for your listening pleasure, right? So be prepared for that next week. That's your homework.
Tune in next week. You have a reason to now.
You're going to need to come with a 5-star, like something out of 5, and then like a 1-sentence review, okay? We're going to both come with that.
Okay.
All right? And we'll probably talk about it more, but anyway, I'm excited. Tomorrow. I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
So, what else pop culture stuff is going on? You were watching the new Star Trek show, right?
Yeah, so there's a new Star Trek show.
Have not seen it yet.
I wish I could say it's on CBS.
What is it called? Doing, Discovery or something like that?
It's called Star Trek Discovery. And CBS is being really dumb with it.
What do you mean?
So, their release schedule has been... They release the first half of the pilot... And air it on TV.
What?
And then the whole rest of the series is exclusive on their streaming network.
What? They don't put it... Well,
it's not on TV.
Yeah, it's on TV.
No, it's not.
Sure. I mean, it's a TV show.
Not in the United States, it's not. It's only on CBS's streaming service.
Do you have cable?
No.
Are you sure it's not on TV then?
I'm certain. That's... It is in other countries, but not in the United States.
Maybe it's coming to TV, like, later.
Not this year.
That makes zero sense. You realize that, right?
CBS is trying to sell their new streaming platform. They released the first half of the pilot on TV, and the rest is exclusive on a service called CBS All Access.
That doesn't make any sense.
Anyway, I've seen all three episodes that they've released. I'm not going to say how, but...
You... You use the streaming service, obviously. And give me a thumbs up, thumbs down, two thumbs up, or two thumbs down. I mean, I guess you're supposed to have another person to do the other thumb, but you can do two or two thumbs up.
I'll put both my thumbs up. It's a really good show.
Wow, both your thumbs up? That's good.
Yeah. You it's know, really most Star Trek, beginning episodes of a new Star Trek they're will always slow. Be really bad.
Yeah, they're slow. Yeah,
but these, it starts really strong, and it's actually a really good show.
So maybe it goes downhill from there. It's like, we spent all our good ideas in episode 1, 2, and 3.
This is to get you to buy the streaming service.
And then it's just all trouble with Tribbles or whatever, like, the rest of the way down.
Tribbles for the whole rest of the season.
That's all the show is. It's just them over and over and over and over again. They just can't, they get into different trouble, you know, with Tribbles. It's like part one
week it's in the kitchen, and then the next week it's in the holodeck,
and then the next week it's in the engine room, and then they're like they go on like they land on a planet and they like escape and they have to like wrangle them all up together before they infest the like planet because of the prime directive or whatever, you know.
That would be the greatest thing ever.
It's just the Tribbles season.
I would be totally happy with that, actually, because the first three episodes were really great.
Mm-hmm. So you'd be okay with a bunch of bad Tribble episodes afterwards? Is that what you're trying to say? Yeah, but it's just a different part of the ship every episode. And it's like they spend the whole 45 minutes or an hour just doing that. It's a good show. That's a good sounding show. So you'd recommend this Star Trek show?
Yeah.
Who's in this, anyway?
It's... Lucius Malfoy is the new captain.
What?
That man.
But he's like a bad boy. He's not a good person.
So it's funny you say that, because the setting of this new Star Trek is on a like supposedly a top secret science warship where they're doing unethical experiments, and he's the captain of that ship. So it's like the evil, like, war science ship.
Really?
And in the As part of the pilot, they introduce this ship, and they say that, you know, there's over 300 different top-secret experiments going on, and supposedly there's all this, like... And the main character is a prisoner.
Uh-huh.
It was Starfleet's first mutineer, so it's like... There's all these...
All these bad boys.
Yeah.
So it's like...
On a bad ship.
On a bad... It's a bunch of...
Up to no good.
It's a bunch of anti-heroes.
Yeah, it takes place during the Klingon War before the original series.
Oh, cool.
And, yeah, they're just trying to find a way to end the war in any way possible.
I like this premise. It sounds kind of intriguing.
Yeah,
it's bunch like of bad dark. People on bad shit with bad intentions.
Yeah.
I need to find a way to watch this, I guess.
And the guy that's that plays in all the Del Toro movies, and he'll be the main guy in The Shape of Water. He was in Hellboy. He was the blue guy.
The like the motion capture guy.
Yeah,
him. Does all that. Yeah,
he plays the main alien in this.
Oh, that's really cool. Good. He's in the show.
Him. I don't know his name.
They got that guy. That guy, the Hellboy
Monster
guy.
Man.
Monster Man. That looks. That guy's cool. He's good at movement acting.
Being a monster.
being a weird monster man with weird movements and stuff.
Yeah.
Speaking of Shape and Water, that movie looks good.
That movie looks good.
By your favorite director, Guillermo.
I might be looking forward to that movie more than Blade Runner.
I wouldn't go that far. It does look good, though. It has Monster Man in it, and then has that girl in it. I forget her name. And it has that Michael Shannon guy in it, who's always an angry person in movies, but he plays him really well.
I really like Del Toro movies, and the idea of a monster romance by him just sounds like the best thing.
It's ever. Like action romance, like you came up with that last romance. Let's just combine all the good genres together. Monster romance. No, it looks good. It looks really good. That comes out soon. I'm excited for that too.
Yeah, that's in December.
Is it December? December. I thought it was 1st. October.
Yeah,
because it's kind of Halloween-y. Not really, but you know what I mean. It's got like that monster thing, so I thought they'd do it in time for Halloween, but I guess not. Alright, anyway, so Star Trek, good. Blade Runner, let's hope to God that it's good, but the internet seems to think so. You want to get into listener questions right out of the gate?
Yeah, let's go ahead into
questions. Unless you have something else you want to talk about.
I was going to say, like, this past weekend, another thing happened. So the last episode of Car Talk aired on NPR this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
They're no longer airing episodes of Car Talk on NPR.
That's sad. That's sad. The best show. Well, not. But
Do you know what I learned about that show?
What did you learn? Tell me.
They stopped doing episodes in 2012.
Did they?
Ever since then, it's just been edited components of their previous episodes released as Best of Car Talk.
Really?
So all the ones that you hear are really just their best segments, edited into like one super episode.
Oh, interesting.
So you know how when we were listening to Car Talk recently, we were like, wow, the show, how do they do it? It's so good.
It's because it's the best
stuff. It's really just the best stuff they ever did over like 30 years.
Oh, and they like put it in the last few years or something.
Yes.
See, that's smart. That's the way that to is do smart. It. That's
makes what we you think.
We should just
we do a best of say? Time batch.
Do we have enough material for that?
We have enough for a few episodes, I bet.
So this is what we do. We record a month of episodes, and we don't release any of them. And then we just take the best of those episodes and then make one episode. And then we only have one episode a month, but it's like a really good episode that everyone thinks is just like a brilliant episode.
It's something to consider.
Boom. I like doing it once a week, though. You got the highs and lows, but, you know, the highs are that much sweeter when you're talking about stupid shit for an hour beforehand.
Yeah, no, I prefer weekly, but maybe in the future we could have best of.
All right, highlights of the Time Bat Show, Cheese Room, what the hell, Giuseppe Lombard. Our listeners aren't going to know what the hell we're talking about.
Just take the episode title segments and just
Cheese Room, Giuseppe Lombard, and... I don't know what the other one is. Probably
Die Harder.
No, that was the last
Face
one.
Off.
Face Off and Billy Ray's Sweet Sugar Mountain. That's it. That's the best of episode right there. I just made it. We'll edit that together and have that out for you by next week. Not really.
That's the first one.
Okay, I have a weird news story before we jump into trivia. Really quick. I just found this off the top of my feed. I thought it's something we would like to talk about. Man claiming to be from the year 2048 says he's back in time with a dire warning. After he delivered his dire warning, he was arrested for public intoxication.
But, you know, oh, no.
That's neither here nor there. So he's a Wyoming man accused of public intoxication, allegedly told police he traveled from the year 2048 to warn mankind of an impending invasion by extraterrestrials. And the guy, like, doesn't even look like a crazy future man. Like, he looks like a dude you just see, like, at a gas station or something, you know? Or, like, at a bar. He's just, like...
Is he wearing futuristic clothes?
No, he's just in, like, a t-shirt. And he has, like, a buzz cut. Like, he doesn't look like he's from the future in any way. His name is Bryant. Like, he doesn't look future in any way. But the aliens are, quote, coming next year, and we need to make sure to leave as fast as possible. That's what he says.
Where are we going to go?
I don't know. That's what he says.
He's from the future. He should know we can't just, like, leave.
And he wanted to meet with the president.
I don't know how that would help him.
Well, so he's from 2048, and he claimed he stood on a giant... Okay, Johnson informed the officers that he was able to time travel... Travel through time because the aliens filled his body with alcohol. He claimed he stood on a giant pad, which then transported him to the year 2017. Although he said he was supposed to be sent to the year 2018. Johnson was allegedly found with a blood alcohol content of 0.136, was eventually transported to the Natorona County Detention Center without further incident.
Hang on, so I think there's some holes in his story. So
what's that?
He's saying that he's from 2048, but aliens invade next year.
Yes.
And he's saying that he was supposed to come back in 2018, which is after the aliens invade, attack. Allegedly.
Yeah, the story makes no sense because aliens filled his body with alcohol in 2048, and then he stood on a giant pad, and then he was transported into 2017.
I mean, that was great that they got him drunk before they did it.
I mean, maybe they wanted him to go back to 2018 for a specific reason. Like, not to warn us, but to, like, be at some juncture in 2048 so, like, he could deliver something to, like, the aliens of the past or
something. They had to get him drunk so that everyone would just think that he's
a drunk guy. But they overshot and they put him back to 2017, so now he has a chance to warn everyone instead of doing what they needed to do.
Oh, I see.
So this story holds water, I think. I think Bryant Johnson is onto something here.
I think if we give him the benefit of the doubt...
Oh, yeah. We got to give him the benefit of the doubt. You don't see his mugshot, but, like, he deserves the benefit of the doubt. Let me just tell you right there, he deserves it. Like, he didn't get drunk in a bar. It was totally aliens filling his body with alcohol. You know?
I wonder how they filled him with alcohol. Like, a tube down his throat?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it was a tube or, like, injection or something. You know. I mean, they could have, like, drank with him, I guess, but... I feel like that's not very alien, right?
Yeah. I mean, if they're here to kill us, I don't think they would get drunk with them.
Right. But why alcohol? I wonder... Oh, probably... Just, right, like you said, so people wouldn't believe
him. Yeah, it'd discredit him.
Sure. If humans got a hold of him, they're like, oh, he's just drunk.
He's just drunk.
They're maybe not really. Maybe they need to, what they need to do is analyze the alcohol in his system and be like, this is alien alcohol. This is alcohol from the future. Right? Because it's like
I don't know if there's a difference.
Because it's like 30 years like later or whatever, so you could look at the alcohol and be like, these molecules are from the future.
Let's carbon date
right. The alcohol in his body.
Molecules in his body.
Could you do that? Could you, if an object came back from the future and then you like looked at it, could you tell that that object was from the future? Like,
I don't think so, because I think the way the carbon stuff would decay is kind of at a linear rate or something. I don't I have no idea how it would work, actually.
So it'd probably just, like, you would see how old the object that was transported back was in relation to how old it is when it's in the future. So you'd be like, oh, this is 75 years old.
What if the alcohol in his body, like, reassembled to, like, alcohol? Because it's from the future.
What do you mean?
Something. I don't know.
I want you to explain what you mean by that.
No, it doesn't make any sense.
No, I want you to try. What do you mean by that?
So you fill the man's stomach with alcohol.
Sure, sure.
In the future.
Yes.
And then you teleport him back in time.
Sure.
Does the alcohol stain his stomach?
Why wouldn't it stain his stomach?
Well, because
in the future, it's not in his stomach. Whoa! You just blew my mind.
Does his stomach, like, explode?
Oh my god, this is like, you cracked time travel open just now. Oh, man.
Where does it go?
Because it's not there anymore, because it's... Whoa.
He drank it in the future, man.
Oh, this is wild. Yeah, no, that's a great question. Like, do your bowels, like, reverse? Like, when you get travel back in time?
That would be terrible.
Like, you ate something, and then you go back in time, and it's like, it, like, rewinds.
Okay, all right, have you ever seen Sailor Moon?
Yes, of course.
It's like that.
What do you mean?
You're vomiting.
What do you mean? What? Like what? What are you talking about?
As you're traveling back in time, there's, like, rainbows around you, and you're, like, vomiting everything you ate. And your fingernails, like, go back into your skin.
Yes, and your hair, like, shrinks down. Oh, God.
Yes. It's like Sailor Moon.
I want a movie about this.
But you're, like, vomiting and being hurt really bad.
So, you know, like, The Fly? Like, how Jeff Goldblum becomes a fly and it's, like, disgusting at the end?
Yeah.
So I want a movie like that with time travel, where, like, a guy tries to go back in time, like, 5 minutes at a time, in 5 minute intervals, and, like, every time his body does something really weird because it's, like, going back in time. So, like, each individual piece of him is like going back in time by a certain amount. And then eventually he does, like, 10 years, and he, like, gets I don't know. He implodes or something. That's wild.
Anyway, I think his story is pretty credible.
It checks out. All right, let's do listener questions. I feel like we have a few today, don't we?
We do. We have four.
Do you want to check our email for listener questions?
Shouldn't we?
I don't know.
That guy that wants us to sign for a package is
email. We've got like 10 of those. Like, hey, I got your package. It's still here, damn it. You've been waiting. I've been waiting for like 10 weeks here. Get the freaking package. No, we don't have it.
We just got to download that attachment he sent us and then...
Yeah, and then transfer some money. We get a lot of emails from this WasabiCon place.
Yeah. WasabiCon was that convention in Florida that I went to like a year ago.
Yeah, they want us there next year.
Yeah, we'll...
They just got that email. We want you here, Time to Show. we're headlining. We're right next to Goku.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into listener questions. Let's go. You got them today. What do you got? Okay. What do you got for me?
I didn't write down who they're from, so apologies. But what are your top five Tom Cruise running scenes?
Ooh, top five Tom Cruise running scenes.
Okay.
That's tough. Let's do it together. Number one would be the movie. Obviously, the whole movie. Exactly. I'm glad we're on the same page.
Yeah.
Isn't there a scene where he's like running on the beach or something?
Yeah, there's a scene where he's running on the beach. They take a lot of showers.
He runs a lot in that movie. Like, he's working out like most of the movie.
They play volleyball.
That's it. That's the running. The whole movie, Top Gun, is just Tom Cruise running. It's either he's either flying or he's running. Those are the two.
Or he's bathing with other guys. I'm serious. Have you seen that movie recently?
Which one? The Top Gun?
Top Gun. That's like half the movie. They're in the locker room.
Or they're singing to a woman at a bar. That's the whole movie. How do they even have time to do all this other, like, shoot planes and stuff? They're playing volleyball, they're running, they're singing to women, they're bathing. Like, you don't have time to be a Top Gun during all this stuff, you know?
They do. That's why they're Top Gun.
You know,
that's why his name's Maverick.
I'm pretty sure the reason people love Top Gun so much is not for the Top Gun parts of the movie. It's for the Tom Cruise hanging out with his bros parts of the movie.
Yeah, that's why I like it.
Don't you know what I mean? Like, you watch the movie to see Tom Cruise be a jet fighter pilot, but you stay for Tom Cruise and Goose playing beach volleyball. And
hanging out
at the bar,
having a good time,
taking showers together, etc.
You know, as they do,
etc. etc. You know. Anyway, Top Gun number one, obviously Top Gun. Number two, I want to say one of the Mission Impossible movies. I just don't know which one we could do.
There's a lot.
He runs in those movies a lot. Like he's running. That's another movie where he's just running all the time.
We'll just say Mission Impossible.
He's just running like most, like 50% of the movie is him running. You know, to escape an explosion or something like that.
Yeah. Number three, I have one already. It's, have you seen Tropic Thunder?
Yeah.
So in that movie, there's a scene where he's holding a Diet Coke and I don't know if he's running, but it's a really funny scene.
He's not running though. It doesn't count if he's not running.
Yeah, but it's a really good scene.
Let's just say he's running. We'll just pretend.
Okay. We'll just say he's running.
He's running. Maybe he's running in spirit. He's running in spirit for sure. All right, number four. What do we want to do with number four? See, now I'm losing strength here.
We already have Top Gun and Mission Impossible.
Mm-hmm.
That's like all the Tom Cruise movies that I know.
He's running a lot in a lot of movies. How about Rain Man? He runs a lot in that movie to like chase his brother.
Yeah, he's got to run to the casino. And
He's got to like catch a cab and stuff. I don't know. He's running. I feel like he runs a lot in that movie.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
Let's say Rain Man. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I agree. Okay. And number five, let's say Risky Business.
Does he run in Risky Business?
He slides.
That counts as a run, doesn't it?
He's moving at a running pace. Okay, no, look, here. You have to run in order to slide.
Oh, it's an implied run.
Yeah.
The run is
on camera. But he does.
It's an off-camera run. That's number one. We're putting that one at the top. Top Gun moves down one. That's number one. Because it's an implied run. The beauty of that run is they don't even shoot that run. You just know. Like, Tom Cruise just ran. He just ran across the hall. There's no way
he could have that amount of speed if he wasn't running.
He couldn't have that momentum if he didn't run, obviously. I love that answer so much. Yeah. All right, that's top five. We did five. I feel like we could do more, but that's a solid five. Risky Business for the implied run. Yes. Top Gun for him running like throughout the whole movie. Any of the Mission Impossibles from him running from bombs and explosions and stuff. Rain Man and then...
Tropic Thunder.
Tropic Thunder, which I don't think he runs in either, but, you know, it's...
Yeah, he's actually fat in that movie.
Yeah, so it's like a... runs, but it's fine. It's
whatever.
Fine. You know, another run, I think he ran a lot in, like, The Last Samurai.
You know? That was a really good movie.
He ran a lot in that one.
All right, let's put that as swap with Tropic Thunder.
Okay. He definitely ran a lot in that, I remember.
Yeah, he also gets beat up a lot. It's an extremely good movie.
Man, I'm watching a thing of Mission Impossible, like the runs in Mission Impossible. He runs like most of those movies is him running.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not even bullshitting. I'm watching like a, every Tom Cruise run and he's like running in like, the entire like last half of this video is just him running in Mission Impossible. Like, pick a Mission Impossible and he's running in it. Anyway, sorry. That's off topic, but.
It's okay.
Mission Impossible could literally be, like, all the Mission Impossible movies could just be 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 if we really wanted to do that. But we're not. Because obviously the implied risky
that would be too easy.
The implied risky business run is like the run, the run of the century, right there. It's the most famous scene in that movie.
Yeah, it's the only scene I remember.
Me too. All right, what's next? What else we got?
Next,
that's a great question. Thank you whoever asked that.
Top three Star Wars characters.
Oh, this is a great question. Whoever asked this must have been real brilliant of a question.
I like whoever asked this.
I won't say it. Never mind. it was me. I asked it. This is a good question. You go first. You're the bigger Star Wars fan.
Okay.
First thing that comes to your mind. Don't think too hard.
Number one, uh-huh. Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Okay, that's fair.
Number two, Han Solo.
Okay, good answer.
Number three... We're including all the movies, right?
An extended universe, whatever you want to do.
Okay.
You can go with whoever you want. They could be in a book. I don't care.
Darth Vader.
Good answers. The very classic answer.
Yeah.
Very safe. I mean, it's fine. So your one and two are exactly mine. They're just swapped. So number one for me, Han Solo. Number two, Obi-Wan. And then number three, I'm going to go a curveball here. I'm going to say Kyle Katarn is my number three.
Was that from Knights of the Old Republic?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so.
And not Knights of the Old Republic, Dark Forces and Jedi Academy and Jedi Outcast and blah, blah, blah.
That was the shooter games.
Mm-hmm. And then they made those Jedi games that he became a Jedi. They basically made him like Han Solo. And then they're like, we need him to be a Jedi, too. And then he became a Jedi in the later ones. So he was, like, both at the same time. That's why he's so cool. Anyway, so those are my three. I don't know why I picked Kyle Katarn, but he's cool. Also, he has a really cool Star Wars name.
All right. Let's take this question a step further, because I really like Star Wars.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Who is your favorite character from each Star Wars movie? Let's start with episode one.
Okay, you can't pick the same characters over and over again.
Okay.
Because then I'd just be like, oh, it's Han Solo three times. But it's not. That's boring. So from one, Obi-Wan.
Yeah, obviously. One, Obi-Wan. Actually, two, one, no, I'll say Qui-Gon, because I need to use Obi-Wan at a different time.
Wait, what? Oh, sorry. I meant one as in, like, Star Wars Episode 4. Sorry. Okay, we're going to go for every single.
Number one, one.
Okay, sorry. I'll back up. Episode one... Phantom Menace. I'll say Qui-Gon too, because I don't want to use Obi-Wan because I need to use him for four.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or maybe three. Shit, this is a problem.
I think you're going to need to use Obi-Wan on two or three.
I'm going to need to use Obi-Wan a bunch of times because we're getting to other categories that it's not going to be all good.
Right, number two.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Here it is. We're already using Obi-Wan again. Like, he's like the only redeeming factor of the prequels. Like, Obi-Wan is super good.
Okay, no, I need to change my... All right.
Mace, you can do Mace.
I'll say Darth Maul for one.
Nice. Good work.
Number two, I'll use Qui-Gon.
Qui-Gon isn't in number two. He dies in number one.
Oh, crap. Okay, never mind.
Back to Qui-Gon on number one.
Back to Qui-Gon on number one. Who was good in two?
Mace Windu. Mace Windu is cool.
Okay.
Mace That's Windu. It. Like...
In two. Number three,
Mace Windu Obi-Wan. Is like... Can we talk about Mace Windu really quick?
Yeah, we can.
Mace Windu is cool. The problem with two is it was like the Mace Windu movie. He did all the cool stuff. But that was the problem with the movie. It was just like, what is this? What is happening? It's just Mace Windu killing people in this movie. Like, isn't that the one where they have like... He like... There's like a big arena and Mace Windu like jumps down and like kills a bunch of people. And then, anyway, I
don't... I'm not remembering that movie very well.
Let's just say Mace Windu for two.
Okay. Number three, I have to use Obi-Wan. It's time.
Obi-Wan is... No, Anakin, that's the best character in three.
No, it isn't. It's actually
a joke.
Not.
It was a joke. You could use Sidious for one of them.
You could use C-3PO or R2.
It's true. I'm going to go with... Okay, I'm going to do something a little different here.
Okay.
I'm going to do one, Qui-Gon. Two, Obi. Three... Are we ready for this?
Yeah.
General Grievous.
How do you feel about that? He was the man that twirls the,
yes!
the lightsabers.
He was the man robot. The man droid, if you will. What? That's what he was.
That name doesn't sound like something.
The mandroid. General Grievous was the like big robot guy, but he had like a heart. And he like coughed a lot. And he twirled the lightsabers. And he was a sweet character. And Obi-Wan stabs him in the heart and kills him. But he was cool. I would watch a whole side story on General Grievous. I don't know. I'm fascinated by that character. Like, how did he become a robot? Like, he was a man once.
That is a cool character.
Like, isn't that cool?
Lightsabers. You have to be a Jedi to do that.
I want to know all about General Grievous. I think they go into it a little bit in the Clone Wars series.
He like kills Jedis, and that's how he gets their lightsabers.
Yeah, they go to it through it a little bit in the Clone Wars series. But I would want to watch like a side movie about that or something. That's cool. Yeah. Anyway, so those are the three for that episode arc. All right, episode four.
Luke.
Who are you going with? You can't do Obi-Wan, so you're going with Luke, huh?
Yeah.
All right, that's fair. I guess I'll go with Luke, too. It's boring, but all right. All right, episode five. I have to say Han. Han is the standout of episode five, in my personal opinion.
That's the one where he gets frozen. Encased into carbonite.
Mm-hmm. And he's got all the good jokes in that one. I don't know. He's just the best in five, for sure.
There's Lando, too. Lando is good.
But... Lando's in six, too. You can do Lando for six.
That's true.
Or you can do Vader for six. You haven't used him yet. And he's kind of the standout of six, right? It's a big fight scene.
I'll go with Han for five. I think that's good.
Han for five, Vader for six, maybe. I don't want to paint your opinion. I'm going Vader for six.
Yeah, Vader for six.
Now seven. Now we're on seven.
This is the new one.
The new one. Who are you going with? You can't say Luke because he's in the movie for like 2 seconds.
Yeah, I really liked Kylo, actually.
Did you?
Kylo Ren, yeah.
Yeah, are you going to go with Kylo?
Can't go with Han because we already used him.
Can't go with Han. He's used up. He's like the Obi-Wan of this segment of this.
I'll use... Vader isn't in this one.
His helmet is. He counts. I'm just kidding. Who are you going with?
I'll go with Kylo Ren. Yeah, he was Kylo. Good.
I'm going to go with Poe.
Was that the Stormtrooper?
No, that's the fighter pilot, Poe Dameron.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
I'm going to go with Poe. Yeah. Poe's cool. Oscar Isaacs.
And Force Awakens, I'll go with...
Kylo. You said already. Kylo. You already said it. Kylo.
I meant Rogue One.
Oh, for Rogue One, yeah.
Rogue One, I'll go with the martial artist guy.
Sure,
Donnie Yen.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, I'll go with him.
Nope. I'm going with Forrest Whitaker's guy.
Forrest Whitaker was good.
That's who I'm going with. He was crazy. I don't know how I feel about Force Awakens after ruminating on it. Or not Force Awakens, Rogue One. Like, it was good, but...
I loved it. It was great.
Was it great?
It was very fan service-y, but...
I don't know if I'd call it great.
I thought it was great.
Here's my problem. Spoilers. Turn the podcast off if you haven't seen Rogue One. Everybody dies, and like I knew that was going to happen, but it's still really depressing.
Yeah, it's sad, and there are a lot of characters that you're only going to see in Rogue One, so they don't really have the chance that you know everybody else does.
To okay, develop, so like, here's what I was saying with Forrest Whitaker's character. I don't remember his name. It's like Sebulba or something like that. It's really weird name. Yes, it is. It's something like that.
That's the pod racer in episode.
Damn it! It's a similar kind of name, though.
Yeah.
How do you know? Like, you don't know Poe Dameron's name, but you know, remember Sebulba as the evil pod racer man that fights Anakin.
I don't know.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say my memory about Star Wars is pretty spotty, actually.
I'm changing my name, my answer from Qui-Gon to Sebulba for episode one. Sebulba. He's my do you remember?
He has two scenes.
But they're great. He really steals the show.
He spits on something, and then he, like, throws something. That's, like, his whole character.
He's very memorable, though. He's like, Anakin, I'm gonna win. I don't even know if that's how he talks.
He looks like a slimy otter.
Does. He looks like kind of like an otter and like a gremlin like did the deed. That's what would come out.
I like
Sebulba. That's my answer. I'm going with Sebulba. I don't know if he even like talked in episode one. I just remember him.
He made noises.
He's like, I feel like his character's like, Anakin, I'm gonna win. I'm gonna listen to Sebulba. Yeah. Yeah, I was right. He sounds like that. I just listened. Forrest Whitaker's Star Wars character was Saw Gerrera. So it started with an S, which is a sweet name. But yeah, I liked him a lot. The problem with that is he died like in the beginning of the movie.
Yeah, and his cool monster that he used to interrogate people only like popped in once.
I know. Like, I want a whole movie about Saw Gerrera.
Yeah.
I want to know. I want to be in that guy's head. Like, I want to see his arc of like being a good guy to being like a crazy warlord dude. You know?
He was what, like a not like a freedom fighter. He was like a terrorist kind.
He was a freedom. He was like a fringe, you know, freedom fighter where he like used
very extreme.
He was extremist. Yeah, that's a good word. But I would see like more. I want to see more of him. So yeah, that's my answer for Rogue One. Saw Gerrera. And my retroactive answer for episode one is instead of Qui-Gon, I'm going with Sebulba.
That's perfect.
The best character in the whole one, two, and three. Okay, what else have we all got, right. Listener-wise?
We have listener question number three.
Number three.
If you could erase your memory of any movie and watch it again for the first time, what would it be? And don't say Blade Runner.
And don't say Blade Runner. I just watched Blade Runner yesterday, so... couldn't. That would be weird to erase my memory of that. I don't know. What would yours be? Have you thought about those? Since you answered the question already.
I don't know if I would pick like a serious movie or a funny movie.
Well, you could go one of two ways, right? You could go with a movie that kind of blows your mind and like, whoa, right? And then like, you could experience that whole thing again. Like, whoa, how did that, what's that, whoa, what the blah, blah. Or you could go with like a movie that's like really funny or really fun and experience that like surprise of like, oh, that was really cool the first time.
Laugh really hard.
Like, yeah, or like a really cool action movie with a cool set piece and you like see it for the first time. You're like, whoa, that was amazing, you know. So you could go with those different ways. Like my ways would be like that. The second way would be like, I would say like, oh, I could see like Indiana Jones for the first time again, or I could see like Mad Max for the first time again, or some like one of those movies that's like, oh, this is really cool. You know, or The Matrix for the first time again. It's like,
oh yeah.
Well, Matrix kind of serves both, doesn't it? The Matrix might be the ultimate answer to this, because not only do you get to see The Matrix cool action scenes for the first time, but you get to be like, whoa, for the first time again.
That's how you feel when you see The Matrix the first time.
You're like, whoa. So that might be the ultimate answer, you know what I mean?
I might pick The Matrix.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, what's a movie where you just like couldn't stop laughing?
I don't know. I don't find a lot of movies that funny.
Charlie Angels with Bill Murray.
That wasn't a good movie, though.
It was a bad movie, but...
But you would pick that. That's your pick for a movie you wish? you can see again for the first time.
Charlie's Angels remake with Bill Murray.
Wow, that is... Wow.
Do you remember when we rented that?
I do remember when we rented that.
We watched it twice.
We did. We did. I don't know why. Why are we admitting this to everyone?
That's a funny story.
This is supposed to be a dark secret that we lock in a safe and we don't tell anyone about it. No, but that movie was almost good because Bill Murray was in it. But he makes every movie good.
Yeah, I might pick a Bill Murray movie.
Mm-hmm. What specific part of Charlie's Angels made you laugh so much with Bill Murray?
There were a lot of scenes, and pretty much every scene with him. Like the scene where he like makes a gun out of a bar of soap with his teeth.
That was really good.
Yeah.
Any scene where Bill Murray does something weird is really funny. I saw The Life Aquatic recently again.
That would be another good choice for me.
And erasure. That movie is like really, you know, deadpan humor, like Wes Anderson movies always are. But there's this one scene where Bill Murray sees Zisu in the movie. You know, he's like a boat, or he's like a marine biologist or whatever, and he goes on like the boat expeditions. You've seen it, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. I think we watched it together a long time ago.
We have at least once.
Yeah. Anyway, so there's a scene where he's on his boat and some pirates like come on board and like take him hostage or whatever, and they tie everyone up, including him, and he's got his arms tied like with like duct tape or something, and he's like really frustrated because his day has been going really shitty, and like one of his partners like left the mission or whatever, and his wife left him or something, so he's like having a really bad day, and he's like, I've had enough of this, and he like chews the duct tape off his hands. He like punches out one of the pirates, and he gets the gun, and he just starts shooting everyone up, and it's like a completely off the wall scene in this like normally low key movie, and they play like, I don't know, I think they play like Search and Destroy by Iggy Pop or whatever. It's just like a hilarious, hilarious scene.
There are big explosions coming from nowhere.
Like coming from nowhere. There's like, it's just like a weird action movie, just like in the middle of this like dark, deadpan kind of comedy, you know, and this black
Bill
comedy.
Murray doesn't overact it. He still has his deadpan.
He's still got his like, this is a rough day, I've had enough of the shit kind of face on. Yeah. And he's just like shooting pirates or whatever. Like, no nonsense, like whatever. And like, that's the whole scene. It's like, you know, 2 minutes long. But I remember like the first time I saw that, I like could not stop laughing. Like, I was rolling on the floor. But that's a good example of something like I could see again. But anyway, for the question, I think I'd say The Matrix, maybe.
Or The Life Aquatic. Or The Life Aquatic. That's another really good answer.
Back to back. Both.
Double feature.
Double feature. Very thematically linked, I think, don't you think? Not really. All right, what else we got? I think we have one more listener. Listener question.
One of our listener questions was, please ask me how I spilled tea on myself on 3 separate occasions this week.
Oh, right, because I was trying to get people to ask us questions, and that's what happened.
You spilled tea on yourself 3 times.
I did spill tea on myself 3 times. So at my work, we have like a break room, and we have like tea packets there. And I like to get tea in the mornings because, you know, I usually have coffee in the afternoon, and I don't like to do too much coffee overload.
Right.
So I get tea in the morning. I get a nice Earl Grey or whatever. So Monday, I go get tea and I make it. You know, you have to steep it or whatever. And then go back to my desk. And I drink most of it down, but I don't drink all of it. And I forget that I have it.
Mm-hmm.
Later in the afternoon, I'm like, I want some coffee. So I go grab my tea to get my coffee. I pick up the glass a little too fast, and it spills on my pants. Only a little bit, though. Only a little. Just a little bit of tea.
It only takes a little on your pants.
It only takes a little, right?
A big problem.
But I was like, oh, damn it, whatever. So I go to the bathroom, and I kind of, like, you know, clean up a little bit.
Yeah.
And that was day one. I was like, okay, you know, it wasn't that big of a deal. I just kind of cleaned it up. Whatever's fine. Day two comes around. I do basically the exact same thing. This time I'm like, I'm not going to get coffee at two or three. I don't need it. I'll be fine. And then one of my coworkers is like, I'm going to get coffee upstairs because they have a fancy espresso machine on the third floor. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, I'll come get coffee. So I had tea earlier and I drank it down again. I thought I finished it, but I didn't. And I'm excited because I've never been on the third floor to get espresso before. So I was like, "Oh, this is sounds fun." So I grab my
break room.
So I grab my cup really fast this time, and I like lift it up, and it like splashes like on my shirt this time, right? Like not all over, but like enough to like make it look like I like had walked through like mist or something like that. Yes. You know what I mean? And so, like, I'm walking over to the espresso, and I tell my coworker, I'm like, oh, they, like, look at my shirt funny. I'm like, oh, yeah, I just spilled a bunch of tea on myself. Like, don't worry about it. Like, let's go get coffee. So that was day two. Day three, Wednesday. This is 3 days in a row. This is consecutive times. So Wednesday, yesterday, I do the same exact thing. I get coffee, or I get tea in the morning, and drink most of it. I kind of forget about it. 3 o'clock, whatever, rolls around, and I'm like, okay. Like, this time I'm like, I want more of that espresso from upstairs because it was really good. Mm-hmm. So I, like, asked, like, I messaged my coworker who had gone upstairs with me the day before. I was like, I'm going upstairs to get some more of that espresso. And they're like, okay, I'll go up with you. Let's go at 3. I'm like, great, let's do it. And I'm, like, even more excited than I was yesterday. Like, even more. So I, like, grabbed my coffee in the same way, didn't learn my lesson in any way. I grabbed my coffee, like, forcefully to, like, grab it, my cup, to, like, take to the third floor. And instead of spilling on my shirt, it spills, like, all over my pants. And today, I had got a tea that I don't normally drink, so I only drank half of it. So this is, like, a half cup of tea literally all over my pants. Like, it looks like I went to the bathroom just directly on my pants. Like, I didn't even, like, unzip. I just was like, I'm going right here. You know what I mean? So, like, I walk over to my coworker. We're about to go upstairs. Looks down at me and like, what? And I'm like, oh, I just spilt a lot of tea on myself again. Don't worry about it. Let's go. I'm ready. So as I'm walking up to the... As I'm walking up to the third floor, I have to pass, like, everyone on the team that I work with on a day-to-day basis. And so, like, they get to see my, like, my pee pants looking situation here. And so I'm trying to make the most of it, and I'm just like, well, it looks like I went outside, or, like, my coworker's like, oh, it looks like you went outside in the rain. And I was like, yeah, if the rain directly, like, rained on my crotch groin. Or something. Groin area. So, yeah, that's the story of me spilling tea on myself 3 times.
I like how it progressively got worse.
It did get worse. The week
went on.
First day was just kind of a light, you know, light brushing. Second day was kind of a mist. And then the third day was just like a drench, all out drenching.
So you have something to look forward to tomorrow when...
I didn't spill any tea on myself today, so I've broken the streak, I think.
Yeah.
But we'll see. It was interesting, too, because on Wednesday, the day, the big event day, I was spilling stuff on myself, like, all that day, like, a lot, like, a small quantity. You know this about me, I think. I don't think our listeners do, necessarily. Well, I've talked about it. I'm really bad at drinking liquids. Like, I'm not good at it. I spill very frequently. And some days I just have off days where my, like, lips aren't working or something like that. So, like, on Wednesday, I had, like, water, and when I was drinking tea, like, I would, like, I would dribble a lot on my pants and stuff, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So, that happened to me multiple times that day. So, it was kind of like it was, kind of, you know, predicting the final outcome, if you will.
You know? That's so funny. I have spilled stuff on myself when I work. Okay, do you know the water machine in the break room?
Sure.
Have you ever had to change it yourself?
No, I have not, thankfully.
Like it's empty, and there's one of the full ones on the side. And if you go to drink water from it, like, it's your job to change it, pretty much.
Yeah, it's your duty.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've had to do that before, and you spilled it all.
Well, my first time doing that, I didn't realize that you have to take the cap off the top before you put it on. And the force from the weight of the giant
water canister. Oh, no. Did you take the cap off while you were headed upside down?
No, I just left it on and tried to put it on with the cap on.
Oh, no.
The weight from the water, like, made the pusher go through it. And it caused, really? Like, an explosion of water.
Oh, really? Just by turning it upside down?
Yeah, there's, like, a seal.
Uh-huh. And it broke it.
No, not when I turned it upside down. It held when I turned it upside down. When I put it on the receptacle.
Uh-huh.
There was, like, a thing that broke it.
Oh, no.
And then it went everywhere, all over me, all over me. You know, they post, like, employee, like, hazard compensation on the wall?
That
whole wall got ruined. They had to print all those documents again.
All because of you. Did you fess up to it, or were you just like, goodbye, I'm going to walk away now?
I fessed up to it.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Oh, man.
My advice to you would be, don't try to change those. It's not worth it.
I will do my best to try to do that.
Yeah.
I know me, and I know that I would just make a big mess, so... I've come to accept that I spill things all the time. I've just accepted it at this point in my life. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
I think it's fine. There's worse things happening. That can be.
There, like, I will just be out in the world and I'll spill stuff on myself and I'll be like, there it is again. That's what happens. Like, I just know that it happens to me. Like, I'm not even really embarrassed about it. Like, I used to be really embarrassed about it, like, in high school and college and stuff. But now, like, I'll do it. And obviously, like, I spilled a shit ton of tea on myself on Wednesday, and I walked down the hall in, like, light of day, like, with a giant, like, urine
this
stain.
This is me.
Look, urine-looking stain on my crotch. Like, obviously, I'm like, I don't care anymore. Like, whatever. This is me. Deal with it. This is who I am.
That's how it is.
Uh-huh. And I'm always really good with, like, the target. Like, I'm like, okay, how can I spill this so it looks like I peed myself in the best. Most, in the best way possible? Yeah. Anyway. All right. We should get into Reddit, question mark?
Do you have a good one?
I have a great one. I have, like, the best question.
Okay.
This comes from Ask Reddit. What is the best way to announce that you are going to use the bathroom? Is this question designed for our show or what?
So how do you do it?
I think it depends on who I'm talking to.
Same. Yeah, right? That's the answer I was expecting.
It really depends. Like, there's sometimes a system. There's a system to this. Sometimes you don't have to announce it, right? You're alone. You're just like, I'm going to the bathroom. You don't say it. You just go.
Yeah.
But if you're talking to someone, especially if they're talking a lot and you really have to go, you're like, okay, I'll be right back. I got to go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
But it really depends on the person, right?
It does.
If it's like a superior, I would say like, sorry, I need to use the restroom really quick, and then walk away. But if it's like a friend or someone like I joke around with, or someone that maybe is on the same level as me at work or something like that,
mm-hmm.
maybe I'll be a little more flagrant with the language, right?
I gotta, like, take a piss.
Like, I gotta take a piss. I'm not gonna go as far as making a euphemism for the other thing you go to the bathroom for. I'm not that kind of. I gotta drop a whatever. Like, I don't really go that far.
Oh boy.
But people
that do that, I really look up to those people.
Do you? I don't know if I look up to those people. It's, do you, like, look up to the drop a deuce people?
Not drop a deuce. It has to be way worse than that.
What's people worse than that?
People are like, I've got a... I don't
give
know.
An example. Give an example.
I don't have any.
I got to pinch a loaf.
No, that's terrible. Don't say
I got to drop the kids off at the pool. That's what people say.
That doesn't make any sense.
No, it really doesn't. I gotta powder my nose. That's one people
no,
use.
No, you can't do that.
I know, you can't do that. You could just say, well, what are your examples? I want to hear what you have to say about the number twoing.
I can't think of any off the top of my head, but there have been people in my life that have their own... It's like some poetry they've written, this euphemism that is theirs that I've only heard them say.
Oh, I've heard for pissing, I've heard I'm going to go tickle the ivories.
I need to drain the lizard.
Drain the lizard. Yeah, exactly. There's...
Okay, so yeah, if you're with a superior at work, it's either may I use the restroom or I need to use the restroom.
Excuse me, I need to use the restroom.
Yes.
If you're with like a person that's on kind of the same level, you can get a little more...
More, I need to take a piss.
Like, I gotta go take a piss. I gotta run and take a piss.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta pee. I've just said that before. I gotta pee.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta go to the water closet.
I used to say that a lot. I don't anymore.
Water closet? I remember you went through a whole phase where you would call it the water closet.
When I found out that that's like a word for bathroom in a different part of the world, that was my favorite thing.
I remember. Funny. I was around. That was back in high school, and I think I was around when
Every
you went through
time
your
I'd
water
say
closet
it, I was
phase.
Like, I thought it was being so funny. Like, I'd wink when I say it. Like, oh, you know what that means, don't you? Water closet.
Oh, God.
Closet full of water.
I remember. I would be over at your house, and you'd be like, I'll be right back. I gotta go to the water closet. Mm-hmm. And occasionally you'd abbreviate it WC, too. I remember that. It was like, oh, look at me. I know the name for water closet. That's like the British way to say it, right?
Yeah, I don't know if anyone in Britain actually says that, but I used to
probably think
that's not what they said.
You said it for a while. You should bring that back.
I need to use the water closet?
Yeah. What's some other weird names for bathroom? The loo. Oh, that's a good one. The loo.
I've never said that.
But you could if you wanted to.
I guess.
Anyway, so your two would be, excuse me, I need to use the restroom, and then your number two is I gotta take a pee.
Yeah, pee or piss, depending.
What do you have to What if you have to do the other thing?
You don't mention. I need to be excused.
I gotta go. I got a lot of thinking to do. I've got an appointment over there in the bathroom. Okay. Have you ever overplayed a video game so much that when you faced with a regular day-to-day activity, your first instinct is to use video game mechanics? I'm going to modify this question to be like, have you ever played a video game so much that when you get to, when you like go back to the real world, you're like thinking in terms of that video game?
Yeah, of course.
I think they call it like the Tetris effect or something like that. Like there's a psychological name for this. But the biggest example I can give is when I played like Mario Kart.
Mm-hmm.
Double Dash, I think it was, the GameCube one, I would, like, whenever I was driving or, like, in a car, I would think of roads in terms of, like, when do I need to start drifting? You know what I mean?
I haven't like, done this.
Like, what angle do I need to be at to, like, have the perfect drift for this corner?
You know the stoplights I mean? Or, like, the item pickups?
Yes, no, that is another
one. Like, you gotta use your item before you...
Yeah, you gotta use your item, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Something about the stoplights. I think it must have been item pickups.
Yeah, so for me, and I've been doing this pretty much my whole life now, is I think of everything in Final Fantasy terms in life.
Really?
Like, what's your strategy for that?
Like, how do you mean?
Like if there's someone eating, like, in a certain way that's, like, mm-hmm. is weird to me, like, it's a new food, and there's, like, a particular way you're supposed to eat mm-hmm. it, I'll see someone do that and be like, oh, that's a good strategy. I need to try that.
That's a good strategy. I like how they're conquering this boss. I've never thought of it that way.
Yeah, I think of things in terms of bosses and encounters.
Uh-huh. So like they've got the guide and you don't. Yeah. Like eating the food, you know. Bosses. Yeah, I guess I think of things like that sometimes. I don't think of it in those terms, but that's interesting. Yeah. What about when you're thinking of like a day-to-day thing? Like not necessarily eating, but like I don't know. Like walking or like, I don't know, doing something.
I used to do it a lot more when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
Like pretty much whatever video game I was playing at the time, everything I would do in life would be just a variation of that kind of gameplay.
It's like, all right, let me apply this to the game and then apply it back to real life.
Yeah, like even stuff like just walking down the sidewalk. Like you look at the cracks in the sidewalk and make that into game mechanics and...
Yeah. Okay, we have time for a couple more. You haven't gotten any questions yet. I want you to... You said you had a really good one.
Will I be able to talk if I cut off the tip of my tongue?
That's a great question that I don't know the answer to. I think you would.
I think you would, but it wouldn't sound very
good. It wouldn't sound right. You would sound weird. You'd be like, hello, everybody.
You wouldn't be able to say talk, because talk is... It has the...
Yeah, that's true, the tip. The tip of your tongue. The tip of your tongue. I'm going to go to the water closet. sorry. The tip of your tongue. Yeah, you wouldn't be able to say that. What else? Any wouldn't say. So you just have to say, the tip of the tongue.
People can understand you, but I think it would affect you in life.
I think the way to emulate this is just stick your tongue out,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then you talk with it out. And
you
I think that would emulate how you would talk if you didn't have the tip of your tongue.
Right now I'm talking like I had the tip of my tongue out of my mouth.
Can we do an entire episode like this? Episode 54, the tip of the tongue episode. No, then everyone would turn it off.
Okay, next question. What's your best memory from yesterday?
Oh, spilling tea all over myself. 100%
That is a good one, yeah.
That's easily the best. And, like, at the time, it was the worst, but, like, looking back, it's like, oh, if I'm going to remember something from Wednesday, October 4th, it's going to be that. What about you?
Yesterday, I ate sushi for dinner, and it was really good.
Yeah, it was really tasty. Mm-hmm. Good. Good one. Good one. All right, let's do one more. Do you have another good one? I have one if you don't.
Let's do yours. Mine aren't very good today.
What's the strangest fragment of a conversation you've ever heard as you walk past somebody?
So sometimes I'll walk past somebody and I'll hear something that could apply to me potentially, but it probably wouldn't, but it could, and I'll think it's about me, and I'll think about it all day.
Yeah. Do you ever get paranoid that people are talking about you behind your back?
Yeah, I get extremely paranoid.
Me too. It happens to me all the time.
Like
if I
mess something up and no one saw me mess it up,
yep.
But I walk by someone later and I hear him say, like, you know, he could have done a better job with that.
And you're like, yeah, they're talking about me. It's like,
they know I did the thing bad, but I could have done it better.
Have you ever been talking to someone, like, for a little while, and then you, like, stop talking to them, and then later in the day you, like, pass them by talking to somebody else, and they, like, mention something that you could kind of construe relates to the conversation you had with them earlier, and your just brain immediately goes to, like, oh, they're bad-mouthing what I was talking about earlier or something like that. Because that happens to me all the time.
It's like, obviously they're telling this person my secrets that I can
confide in. Yeah, that I just told them, like, 3 hours ago.
Like, and you start to think, like, wow, does this person tell everyone everything I say?
Does everyone know how crazy I am? Oh, that's the worst. I'm so paranoid with that stuff. I think I've realized lately that I have a very specific social issue. And I think it's like I would call it social paranoia.
I think
is the word I would use to describe.
I'm the center of the world in my mind.
You think of that?
Yeah, like everything is about me. Like,
but like not in a good way. Not in like he's great. Like he's the worst. Like everyone thinks you're a terrible person.
Yeah.
And they're talking about how terrible you are.
Like if I pass someone and they were saying, "Wow, he did a good job at that," like it would never.
Like that's not me. Like that's obviously somebody else.
Yeah.
I get to some points where I, like, talk to somebody, or talk to multiple people, and then I feel like maybe I told them, maybe I overshared, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then later, they're talking about to somebody else, and I'm like, oh, they're telling them about that thing that I shouldn't have said earlier, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, they're sharing those personal secrets. That's me every day, basically. That's my entire life. Not really, but...
It's not my entire life.
But I feel like that all the time.
Yeah. Though.
I'm very awkward like that. Anyway, all right, let's get into trivia.
It's trivia time.
Why don't you do the jingle? That wasn't very enthusiastic. Let's do the jingle.
Do, 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 do. Trivia time.
Well, that was kind of very high pitched that time. All right, your categories for this trivia episode are geography, history, and math.
My three worst subjects.
Your three favorite subjects. Your lifelines are 5-second Google, 10-second Bing, 30-second Yahoo, 40-second Ask, 50-50, Monty Hall, Phone a Friend, Ask a Rando, and Rhyme Time.
Monty Hall. Like? 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
5-second Google.
Wow, 5-second Google? You're going with 5-second Google.
I'm feeling fast.
All right. Fast and furious. Are you ready for question number one?
Yes.
Question number one, geography. What is the name of Easter Island? Do you know what Easter Island is?
Yeah, first
of
all? The one with the heads on it.
The Moas or whatever the hell they're called. Yes.
Yeah.
What is the name of Easter Island in the island, the native islanders' native language? Is it A, Rapa Nui, B, Pitcairn, C, Tomatou, or D, Kermadec?
Can you say those again?
Yes, I can. Is it A, Rapa Nui, B, Pitcairn, C, Tomatou, or D, Kermadec?
I'm going to guess Tomatou because you struggled with that one. And I think if you made up the other three, then you'd know how to pronounce it.
That's I guess it's a way to do it.
So I'm going to Monty Hall Tomatou.
Tomatou? Okay. The correct answer is either A, Rapa Nui, or C, Tomatou. And I will spell Tomatou real quick. T A U M O T O U. See, that's why I had trouble pronouncing it, because it has a lot of U's in there.
I'm going to go with Tomato, final answer.
Tomato. Tomato is actually incorrect. The correct answer is Rapa Nui. And the reason I couldn't pronounce any of these is because these are all real islands nearby Easter Island.
Oh.
And Rapa Nui is the only one that actually is Easter Island.
They weren't made up.
They were not made up. So that's why I struggled with Tomato. I also kind of struggled with Pitcairn. I don't know how to pronounce it. P-I-T-C-A-I-R-N.
Pitcairn. I think that's right. Pitcairn.
Pitcairn. That's a really weird name. Pitcairn. Hey, it's welcome to Pitcairn. We care about pits here at Pitcairn.
Home of the Pit Burger. I don't know. That's what it would be if it was in the United States.
Home of the Pit.
What's on the Pit Burger? Just real quick.
Dirt and stuff like that.
Coffee and... What else do you grow on islands?
Coffee grounds and, like, Brussels, like, carrots or something.
Potatoes. You can grow those on an island.
Pitcairn. The burger, the patty is made out of coffee beans. Like, it's a coffee bean burger. Like, a black bean burger with the coffee beans. And it's got, like, carrots and potatoes on it.
And, like, fish.
Where's the fish, though?
Because it's like an island.
But, like, is that the burger? Or is that just, like, a part of, like, they just put a fish?
Comes with,
like,
fish fries or something. I don't know.
No, they do a filet, and they just, like, lay it on top of the burger. Like it's the cheese. Like, instead of cheese, they do, like, a fish filet.
Okay, yeah. That makes sense.
You get it? Home with the Pit Burger.
It sounds really gross.
I love this, like, hypothetical burgers that would exist in places that never made hamburgers before. Like, what would their burger be? Like, what would their sandwich be? And at Pitcairn, it'd be the Pit Burger made with coffee grounds and fish. And fish.
And fish.
Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
Sorry. I like the Pit Burger. Are you ready for question number two?
Yes.
History. What is the alternate name for Excalibur in Arthurian legends? The sword Excalibur. What is the alternate name for Excalibur in Arthurian legends?
I should know this.
Is it A, the Hrunting, B, the Durendal, B, C, the Caliburn, or D, the Joyeuse?
I don't know this. Okay. Oh,
dang. A, the Hrunting, B, Durendal, B, Caliburn, C, Caliburn, or D, Joyeuse. I put B twice.
Alright, I'm gonna try to 5 second Google this.
Good luck.
Okay.
Oh, I need to start the timer.
Yeah, let me know when to start.
I need to use Windows timer, even though it's garbage, because that's just what we do on the show. It's so bad.
I was thinking, like, Lady of the Lake, but that's not a sword.
That's the lady of the lake. Yeah. It's not a sword, it's a lady. Alright, I'm ready whenever you are.
Okay, ready.
3, 2, 1, Google.
Real name for Excalibur.
You're out of time.
Is Caliburn an answer?
Yes, it is.
Caliburn. Okay, I'll go with Caliburn, final answer.
Caliburn is correct. Good Googling. Did you click on anything, or was that just on the Google main page?
The Wikipedia blurb was number one.
It was like Excalibur, also known as Caliburn.
I spelled Excalibur wrong.
Good work. How did you spell it, out of curiosity?
With two U's. Excalibur.
Excalibur?
Yes.
Like E-X-C-U?
I messed up my typing, yeah.
E-X-C-U, okay.
U-L-U.
Now, notice Caliburn and Excalibur, very similar letter names. You didn't pick up on that when I first said the thing, but...
I thought it could be, I don't know. I thought it was Scottish, like, language or something.
The Hrunting! Yeah. That's cool. These are all real swords, by the way.
Yeah, I believe it.
Hrunting is like a Norse thing. Durendal is a French sword, and Joyeuse, I think, is the sword that Charlemagne used, or something like that.
Do you want to know the sword that Dracula used? I know this one.
I would love to know the sword.
It's the Kissagrim.
Kissagrim, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool sounding. Is that, like, spelled like Kissagrim? Like kissing?
I don't know how to spell it, but I heard that once.
Kissagrim
and it
Dracula.
Stuck with me.
It's a cool sounding name. When I Google that, it doesn't come don't know.
That might have been from Dungeons and Dragons.
You just invented a sword name because it doesn't exist in the internet. All right, final question. This is a doozy. It's math. Are you ready?
Ready.
Okay. How many acres are there in a square mile? Is it A, 1,260, B, 640, C, 256, or D, 125?
My initial guess was 4, so...
Four.
Yeah, I guess it's not 4.
Is that like the first number that popped in your head?
Yeah, like, I was like, I think it's 4.
I think it's 4.
I guess not.
What made you think it was 4?
Because a square is 4 sides. I don't know. That's not
you can
how
go
it
with
works,
4. That can be E. I can put that as E. I can write that one in. E, 4.
What were the choices again? They were all really big.
They were really big. A, 1,260 or 1,260. B, 640. C, 256. D, 125. Or E, 4.
Okay, so only one of those is a perfect square.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Which one?
256.
Oh.
So maybe it's that one.
Maybe.
But what if they're, I don't know, square miles and acre? I don't know if those are the those are like...
You can never tell with the English units of measurement. Yeah. They're kind of random.
There's not always a system. Sometimes it's just some arbitrary number.
Sometimes it's a man that's like, there are 4 acres in a mile because I said so. It's always based on someone's like shoe size or something like that too, right?
The length of one guy's elbow.
Right. It's like this guy's elbow is the basis of all measurement or something like that.
So 1,260.
640. 256 or 125.
Gosh.
Do.
Let's do 50-50. Let's do 50-50.
Okay. All right. 50-50. Ooh, what do I want to eliminate here? Okay. It's either 640 or 256.
Okay. I didn't think it was one of the bigger numbers. 256 or 640. So is it a perfect square or not?
I don't know. I'm not allowed to ask you anyway, or to tell you anyway. But I actually don't know.
Yeah, that's like the only system I can, like, logical system I can think of basing it on, though. Because 640 is just a totally random number.
They're all totally random, but yeah, out of the two, yes.
Yeah, there's like a reason for sort of a reason for 256.
Sort of a reason. Well, are you banking on that sort of a reason?
Acre's a pretty old system of measurement. So I think I'm going to go with there's no reason, and it's just 640. Final answer.
640 is correct!
I knew it.
Well done. Good
of
logic.
Of course there's no system.
like for a while there, you're like, there's totally a system. And I was like, you're going down the wrong path. They don't know. They didn't know what they were doing back then. but good call. You were like, yeah, maybe there's no system. I bet there's not. It was smart logic.
Yeah, because I started thinking of like 4 score and 7 years ago, and a score like, is 20 for some
20,
reason.
Like, that doesn't make any damn sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, good call. You got... Did you get all of them? No, you
I
missed
think I only
Rapa
got
Nui.
One.
No, you got
no,
two.
No, I got two. Two.
You got history and you got math. You didn't get the Rapa Nui one. That's okay. You did well. You did very well. Smiled applause. Smiled applause.
Best.
I liked how you logicked that last one. That was good. You're like, 256 makes too much sense.
Yeah, I was like,
so let's go with the other one.
Yeah.
Four. Let's say
my reason
four.
Makes sense.
No, your reason does. Like, being four makes way more sense than 640. For sure. Four is like, oh, that's a nice even number. You can separate the acres into, like, four quadrants.
Yeah.
You know, with one
acre. Put your sheep in one, put your dogs in the other.
Exactly. It would be nice. You could separate into quadrants. It's perfect, but no. All right. Well, that has been trivia. Any other final questions, thoughts for this episode of the Time Bet Show?
We can end on a question if you want.
Do you have one? I don't really have any left. You must have a really bad one you've been saving for the very end of the show.
We're coming up on Halloween, right?
We are coming up on Halloween.
Halloween's the best holiday.
It is. Do you have a question for this, or are you just saying that?
What are the best costume ideas that require minimal effort?
Oh, that's a good question.
And we can kind of answer this a couple times as we build up to Halloween.
I think, you can always do a ghost, like just the sheet over that's your head.
Classic.
It's classic, and it's easy.
Yeah. Zombie.
It's not that easy.
Dead something. Like, if you have a costume that you wore last year, just be dead that. Put blood on it.
Just throw blood on it. I'm undead, like whatever.
If you were a pirate last year, just I'm put blood on it.
Undead pirate. I'm a zombie pirate. Yeah. That's actually really good. I never thought of that. You could wear a name tag of someone that isn't you and be like, I'm Bob this year.
That's good. It's very meta.
And you could talk about stuff you normally talk about.
Yeah.
Like Bob. You can make a whole character like Bob. I'm Bob. Maybe you wear slightly different clothes. Like you wear like a mustard-colored button-down shirt or something.
Yeah.
And you talk about grills or, I don't know, something like that. Your stamp collection. I don't know. You know, something that Bob would do.
Yeah, something that you would never talk about, like stamps or grills.
Yeah, exactly. Or like them Yankees. Ba 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 ba.
Bob does say that.
How about them Yankees? Ba ba ba. All right, that has been episode number 53 of the Time Bat Show. I'm your host, Time Aces.
And I'm your co-host, Bat Snacks.
And remember...
when you're...
Oh, who's our sponsor this week?
Oh, sponsoring us this week is... Expo Neon Dry Erase Markers.
Larry's.
Larry's.
Larry's Expo
Neon Dry Markers. For all your writing needs, they erase in a flash.
For all your neon writing For all your neon writing needs, choose Larry's.
Yeah.
That is a tongue twister. Anyway, I'm Time Aces.
And I'm Bat Snacks.
And remember...
when you're feeling really normal,
don't have a normal.
Don't do it.
Isn't that a brand of chili?
It's a brand of chili.
All right, good night, everyone. Drive safe.